Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back of the Fan, Doug LaMaurice in just about an hour. We'll talk to him. Yeah, the Browns at 12-4. Whether or not that's going to change, also, we'll get back into Odell's watch, where a lot I want to see what the reaction to this is going to be.
We can't be surprised by this, though.
What do you mean?
Like me,
I'm
and
not
you,
bothered by it.
Me and you. No, there's a difference between being bothered by it and then being totally surprised. Like, if you're a Browns fan, you know that Odell is going to garner headlines for something just about every week. So, I think that's part of the starter kit that comes along with Odell Beckham.
He's a wide receiver. That's why I knew what I was trading for.
We've been through this before in basketball.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, it really is.
It's the same
thing.
It
really is.
LeBron's wearing a headband. LeBron's not wearing a headband. LeBron's following the Cavs on Twitter. LeBron unfollowed the Cavs.
That's a good
point. It's the same thing.
That's a very good point.
But there are so many people that, for them, the NFL's their sanctuary from the NBA nonsense. And that's why the Antonio Brown stuff this week was starting to creep towards the realm of, wait a second, did this turn into the NBA all of a sudden?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point. You know, I'm sure we'll get into that later, but I wonder how much of this was orchestrated.
Jason Lloyd joining us in studio, but Doug LaMaurice in just about an hour, and then at 9 o'clock we go around the AFC North. 216-578-0092. The Browns released a statement yesterday, as it has happened. Now, the Buffalo Bills, the Tennessee Titans jumped into the stands, a few of them, after the Malcolm Butler interception pick six that went all the way back. They jumped into the stands. Logan Ryan had jumped into the stands. Logan Ryan got a little bit close to a fan. I don't think he swiped at the fan. Now, some people believe that he did. I don't.
Watch the video.
Hold on. I can't condone throwing beer on the guy. Obviously, the Browns can't. They have banned this man indefinitely, the fan. They have banned the man indefinitely from the stadium. Indefinitely means, I don't know, could be next week, could be never again. We don't know.
Yeah.
But, and I know that nothing's going to happen to this guy, he can't go jumping in the stands. I don't think the two wrongs make a right. And I know that the NFL is going to do nothing against Logan Ryan or against Malcolm Butler or any one of the Tennessee Titans. And honestly, I think that's wrong. I don't know why you would do that, go jumping into another team's stands. I don't care if there was a Tennessee Titan fan down there. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Four or five seats over.
The
Titans fan had to come to them after they jumped into Browns fans.
Where what bothered me the most is where Logan Ryan says, well, you go over the rails. Don't go over the rails. It's expressly written. Joe Thomas highlighted it yesterday. It's expressly written in the rules. Don't be jumping over the rails. Don't do that. And then here we were. So I know that nothing's going to happen to Logan Ryan. I know nothing's going to happen to Malcolm Butler or any of those guys. I think there should be some sort of a fine levied, because you got a reaction. You put an action forward, there's going to be a reaction. There was a reaction from an away team for that guy, and obviously fans are going to be made to look bad, and fans are going to be bothered by this, Anthony.
Yeah, I, to me, just ever thinking there's going to be an equivalency between players and fans, they're always going to take care of the players. The NFL wants no part of any grisly scenes the way that we saw in Malice in the Palace, and you know, different things that have happened through sports, where obviously there have been way worse. This is just, we see players jump in the stands all the time, normally at home. I have seen it happen on the road. It seems to be not particularly intelligent.
It's not welcome,
right,
and it's not intelligent anytime it's done.
But obviously in this case, like, I don't think the Tennessee, even though we did see Cincinnati. Who did it on Cincinnati when everybody was
Jeremy
just
Hill.
Up on the Browns?
Jeremy Hill tried to leap up into the stands, and the guy gave him the forearm shiver right back down.
Yeah,
Joe Cinco did it years ago, too.
Yeah, he did,
he got beer thrown all over him.
He knew what he was getting.
He loved it. It actually seemed like he liked it at that time. In this case, most of the Browns fans were started leaving or had left because they were so shaken by what had happened on the field. So he probably thought, oh, that's a safe space for me to jump into, and I see a Tennessee fan. And then when four of them are in there all of a sudden, you know that the Browns fans there were like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
No. I'm sorry. That wasn't a safe space for him to jump into. There was a Tennessee
safe
fan
space.
That was like four or five seats over.
It was pretty empty is what I
but
mean.
But no, there was a Browns fan sitting right there, right in front of where they all jumped, on top of the guy to the right of that Browns fan who was the one throwing the beer. They jumped right into a Browns fan.
I know you're champing to get in here. I got to agree with Kenny on that. I don't think that they, for a second, Malcolm Butler thought, oh, here's a nice safe spot for me to jump into the stands. I don't think that they gave a damn. I think that they were putting one up on the Browns. They were beating the brakes off them. Now you just picked off Baker Mayfield, the Browns fan's savior, right there in his own stadium, and you took it all the way to the house.
Rubbing it in, yeah.
And so you were rubbing it in, and then one got a little bit too close for comfort for a Browns fan, which, I don't think he took a swipe, but I think that Browns fan was startled by him, and then all of a sudden the Browns fan startled and then angry. Yeah, threw a beer at him, which he shouldn't have done. He should not have done that. But you can't be going over the rails at the away team's fans.
Fair.
Or at the home team's fans if you're the away team.
And I think the only reason we're talking about this is because, you know, Logan posted about it, made a big deal about it, because you see this all the time where a guy jumps in the opposing stands and some sort of liquid is splashing everywhere where they are getting liquid dumped on them and thrown on them. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying it happens a lot and there's never a repercussion. Suddenly it's a big deal now because he made it a big deal. But this goes on all the time. Just go back and watch the footage throughout the years. I thought it was funny. I think Ocho Cinco had popcorn dumped on him. I thought that was hysterical.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, like, I you know, you want to dump your popcorn on him, go ahead. That's not going to cause any damage. Yeah, wearing a helmet.
But again, it's still going to be for a fan. This is just one more thing where, what are you going to do to the player? You're not supposed to be in our stands.
Right. Right. No,
you're not supposed to do that.
I can't argue that. You know, if the players are going to club a guy who comes down on the field, they say he's fair game, don't come on our field. It goes both ways.
216-578-0092. For the fan, they say he's suspended indefinitely or banned indefinitely. I don't know how long is reasonable for the fan. And then we got guys like Stephen Avon who called in yesterday going, I really can't enforce it. I found it because he got thrown out of a game back in 2014.
Yeah.
He said he walked right back in later that game.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the people that are taking the tickets are not FBI agents. You know, are they going to have facially scan facial recognition every person that comes in and compare it against their database? Like, no. Anyone who is
you
banned.
Say that now.
Well, yeah. We're not there yet.
They're getting closer. I know concert venues are looking into this. So down the road, that could be the case. But I still think this fan gets banned indefinitely. He's going to try wear it as a badge of honor and be able to sneak in
to
any game he wants.
Of course.
Yeah, but it gets harder and harder with the new restrictions and procedures that they're doing each year, paperless tickets. It's harder and harder to be able to make your way back in without having it on your phone.
Can't you put it on your buddy's phone?
Well, you can, but it's just harder than it was to
get a paper ticket. Yeah, sure.
Can he buy a beer? If they scan his ID,
Bud Light didn't think it was good for him at all. They tweeted at the guy.
But I'm saying if they scan his ID,
yeah.
Does it throw up a red flag?
That's a good point.
I mean, there's plenty of tentacles to it.
Go buy something in the gift shop.
The fans are fans. The fans in Cleveland are famous, but ultimately, as a group, they're famous. But ultimately, they're anonymous. Logan Ryan has a bigger voice than one individual fan. But I also feel that, listen, you want to sit here and play victimization. It's not that way. You jumped into the stand. If you were standing at the base, if you were standing at the back of the end zone and some guy whipped a beer at you and you got covered in beer, boy, that's a different story. That's repugnant, and you shouldn't do that. But you can't be going into the stands and baiting a fan base like that. I don't care who it is. And people keep bringing up Green Bay. One, that's at home. Second of all, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think that the divide between player and fan is as big as it's ever been. And I think it's only going to take for one time where even a home player goes, man, this guy was a little bit too rowdy. He hurt me up, grabbed my neck too much or something like that. I'm bothered by it and makes a stink about it.
Well, that's why I think guys like Baker and Odell, who you know love to jab the opposing fan bases, They've also got to learn from this and not think that they can go in other places, because I know they will think to do it, especially because you're going to have more Browns fans at these road venues this year than ever before. And those guys love to try to instigate stuff with other fan bases. They love it. Everyone remembers what Baker Mayfield did at Ohio State, which I loved. I thought it was great.
But that was in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Middle of the field.
But I'm saying it would not surprise me if they thought about doing something like that, especially if they ever played a game at Lambeau. All right. That's what how many guys have tried to go into the stands at Lambeau to replicate the league?
It's happened.
And I have absolutely no problem with that if you're jumping into a crowd of your fans. Whether it's an opposing stadium or not, if it's a crowd of your fans,
you know what you're getting into.
Fine. But if it's a crowd of the opposing team's fan and you're in their stadium,
hey, seriously.
What the hell are you doing?
Hold on.
You're asking for trouble.
Logan Ryan's been in the league for how long? How long has Logan Ryan been in the league? He's 28 years old. All right? Logan Ryan has been in the NFL since 2013. He used to play for the Patriots. You're telling me this guy doesn't know about opposing teams' fans? You're telling me this? He played at Rutgers, which that's not a great big fan base there, so I can't throw that in there. But I think you know that you're a grown individual. You're an adult. You have to practice some sense of common sense. It's not just your right to go jumping in there. And to sit there and play this victimization card of, well, they treat us, they were modern-day warriors, and they treat us, they degrade us by what they do. You can't just throw that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And you bitching about your fines, that's what you play the game for. If you can't deal with the fines, then don't play the game.
He's up there playing because
ultimately, you are there for my entertainment. If I want to hold you in a higher regard, then I will hold you in a higher regard. Like Larry Nance. Larry Nance was a great Cavalier. Wasn't the greatest Cavalier ever, but was a great Cavalier. I hold Larry Nance in a higher regard. I love Larry Nance, Sr. I love Larry Nance. It's my personal choice to have loved Larry Nance as a kid and still revere Larry Nance as an adult. It's my personal choice to like one player. But ultimately, yeah, you are a guy there in an entertainment business performing for the masses. You know, take that show into the seats and bring it to them. People are emotionally charged by this. This is why they're spending the money on you. They're emotionally charged by this. And when you go over the rail, you are taking your own safety into that area, which is something you shouldn't do. It's stupid. It's quite stupid. I'm not condoning throwing beer on a guy. I don't condone a fan throwing a beer on another fan or an usher or certainly a player. You don't go jumping into the stands like that and complain and moan that you've been victimized by a fan who threw beer on you when his favorite team was getting their ass kicked by 30. You don't do that. Let's get to Corey and Talmadge. Corey, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, horrible.
Just a couple things here. You know, I've been to games. I've been to away games. I'm actually a Steelers fan, so I've been to Brown games myself. I remember when I was 10 years old, there was beers flying all over, even towards me, wearing a Steelers jersey. I'm by no means a player, but a couple points. Just the amount of money these guys spend on beer just to dump them. And, again, just like the amount of syphilis that may be in those beers.
Oh, good God. Corey, this is a serious discussion.
That was a long way to go.
Boy, they're getting better and better. That was probably, I'd give that one about a 7.5. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say
I thought
seven.
For sure we were going to go back and forth on throwing beers, and he got me right there. Jeremy and Medina, you're next up in the Fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful, just, Jeremy. Thank you. Hope your day. Hope the rest of your day is glorious.
Poor concrete. It's not going to get much better than it is now.
Oh, great.
I just think that if this dude would have jumped into the dog pound that I grew up to, they may not have ever found his body. So that would have set a precedent to never do that again.
No, wait a minute, Jeremy.
He would have half a uniform, I guarantee you. Those shoulder pads would have came off, the jersey.
I love the Browns, and I love how everything's going and everything. I get it. But at the same time, it's just the greediness that I grew up to is virtually non-existent with the it's just not the same. It's just not the same. Like, those guys would not have done that, man. They were
Jeremy,
throwing snowballs
John Elway still talks about the dog pound. Now, John Elway won. I hate saying that, but John Elway's like, yeah man, you didn't go in there. You didn't even want to go down in that area because it was crazy.
Yeah, no, it's not necessarily the same. I love the dog pound, roo, 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 but at the same time, dude, you're not doing that back then because you're not getting out.
Can you do that for me again there, Jeremy? Can you do the bark again, please?
Roo, 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 roo.
Roo, roo, roo.
I was just trying to hurry up with the conversation. Uh-huh.
No, that's
more
fine.
Calls than
that was like Scooby right there.
That's fine, Jeremy. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call.
You know, there are so many fans that call over the years, and they're like, we want back to have that home field advantage. We want to have that dog pound. And it's just we're in the situation where
you're never going to get it back.
You're never going to get it back. The Browns don't want it back. Honestly, let's be honest with
the
ourselves here.
Like,
doesn't want it back.
I don't want to condone it, but I shouldn't even say. You know what? If you're gonna ban me indefinitely, then you know what? I'll dump a full one on you. Because first off, it was the backlash of it, which was disgusting. Yeah, you might as well get your money's worth out of it. And I'm sure there's plenty of guys out there who would sit there and go, yeah, you know what? I'll take one for the team. If it gains us a reputation to stay out of our end zones and stay out of our seats, so you can't do that to us, then fine. Now, eventually, the team itself has to back it up. So I got to stop short of actually putting that into practice. But I do. I think the rules are there where you have to look at this with common sense. You're a bunch of grown individuals. Logan Ryan's 28 years old. Don't be doing that. I know you're all amped up. I know you're excited because you're putting one on the team when you're on the road. Got all that. All true. But you have to practice better than that because you've incited something. And the NFL, I know that they don't care as much about the fans because they know you're always going to come back. And even if you get thrown out and banned, you'll always try to come back. I know they don't care. You still have to provide a fan experience. And part of the fan experience is not inciting something with the fans
Here's
while
what I
they're
know.
In their seats.
From the fan perspective, like the fan that threw that beer, I've seen this video 1,000 times. Do you think the fan was ready for what could have happened after that? Because that could have been a very, very scary
situation.
Well,
that's situation. Why he was recoiling.
Okay. No, not at all. He was not ready.
My God.
That's well, it's like an 8-foot wall, and if he fell back down, then he's got to jump back up there. He's got a little bit of time. Because you get a running start. And you ain't going to get a running start the second time. That's a high wall up there.
This might be reckless speculation, but I don't think he was 100% sober sitting there either.
Oh, it could be.
So his reaction time would be a little slowed as well. No, he was not ready in case there was any fire back on that.
Possibly. Andrew on 480, you're next up on the fan.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, quick thing. The guy that dumped the beer is actually a doctor, and I seen him when I went to go get my syphilis checked out.
No.
Sorry, we already did
we already
it. Pay
did
attention,
it.
Dummy.
We already did it.
We do it.
It
once a show, maybe. Idiot.
Well, don't call him an idiot. That one kind of sucked.
Can you imagine the dog pound of 1987 coming back today with the batteries and the dog bones?
No, you can't.
They'd like forfeit every game.
One game, and then the stadium would be shut down.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, absolutely. Today.
The snowballs
they would
throw.
It would be simple, though. They would penalize.
Kenny said we.
They'd put an end to it very fast because they would.
I was there.
They would penalize the Browns. They'd say that's a 15-yard penalty.
Yes.
And then the fans would look like idiots. The players would condemn the fans after the game. There'd be a rift between the fans and the players. And it just isn't. It would not be a good situation whatsoever.
And it has to be that way, but they are wonderful memories.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. We're laughing about it now.
Yeah. That was a real home field advantage.
It's nostalgia. I thought of a story awesome. I can't even share on air that I'll tell you guys during the break because of a one fan interaction when we were very young. 216-578-0092. We'll take more calls on this. Is this fair to the fan? Is this setting a precedent, by the way, for your fan experience when this goes down? Because Logan Ryan complained and bitched enough where something had to happen. The NFLPA got involved. Sponsorships got involved. There was a big, big problem with that. And later on, it's just a watch. But it means money to the NFL. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman and Jason Lloyd live on the fan.
Go ahead.
Reed, don't hold up the show. Reed,
no.
Read
I'm putting
read.
This off as long as possible.
Read the read.
You know, Ken, you're not going to know what's up on the fan while you work unless you make the radio.com app part of your daily routine. Favorite our station in the app to get notifications on when to listen for breaking news, press conferences, and special interviews while you work.
You'd think you'd be better at this by now.
Let me see this.
You know what?
Let me see this.
I quit. I'm out.
I did it in a different voice yesterday. You can't even do that.
I'm trying to make it conversational. You know, Ken.
Get out of here.
So bad.
I want you to be a professional. That's what I want you to do.
5.5 maybe.
Oh, my.
Out of 10.
It's going down.
It is.
216-578-0092. Now, you said, I mean, I kind of want to get back to the calls, but I kind of want to hear you on this because you said you think that everybody's in trouble right now. What are you saying here? You said 10-6. You're staying with 10-6 for the Browns.
I'm staying with 10-6 for right now. Yeah.
Okay, so what were you saying here? Come on, bring it to the air. Let's go. You're more concerned than ever that Freddie's over his head.
Okay, I wasn't going to say this on the air, but since you just put me on blast, I guess I have to.
You don't need to say the other parts on the air if you don't want to, but you got to share that opinion that you think he's in over his head.
Well, listen, you know, I was obviously deeply embedded in NBA circles for a very long time. And a lot of... It's a small world, and they all swim in the same pond. So whether you're executive in the NBA, baseball, NFL, they all talk, they all know each other. And I was, the other night after the Browns game, I was talking to an old NBA front office guy of mine who's not in Cleveland, by the way. He's with another team. And I was kind of talking about Freddie and some of the things I was telling him. He's like, yeah, I know. I know that. Yeah, I have heard that. I'm like, well, how do you know all that? And he's like, because it's a small pond. And I said, well, what's the feeling with Freddie? And he said that there's a wide belief that he was never going to be a head coach, and he's a good old boy, and he likes to have a good time, and this might be too much for him. He might be in over his head.
You trying to tell me that David Griffin believes?
It was not David Griffin.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
I mean, I said Sashi Brown would have the audacity.
Oh my God.
Whoa!
First of all, you're
I
never
can't
gonna...
believe Chris Grant said that.
No. Whoa! Whoa! I mean, Danny Ferry doesn't even have a. Whoa!
First of all. You haven't even come close.
Wayne Embry has the biggest set in the history of the NBA.
Whoa!
Secondly, I wouldn't tell you if you were right, but you're not even close. Third,
you gave
you'll
me
never
a look.
Get it.
You gave
you'll
me a look.
No,
I bet that Wayne Embry one was pretty damn close.
Yeah, right, because that's what Wayne Embry's doing these
days.
Yeah,
well, Wayne, I can't imagine what he thinks about the watch when he was hearing the hearsay about Ron Harper, for crying out loud. Okay. So you, come on, that was good. You know it was good. There you go. Okay. Don't even start this. Don't do this.
I'm not.
Don't. Yes, you are.
I'm relaying a conversation I had with someone who works in professional sports, who works in the front office of a professional sports team, who has been involved in multiple coaching searches.
So if they lose Monday, what?
I don't know. I don't know. Depends.
They'd be 0-2.
They'd be 0-2. I'll tell you, I will say this. There are certain things that are so egregiously bad that you're like, okay, what is going on here? Like, when Manziel, like, threw the ball over his head, he didn't know what to do, and he just panicked and threw the ball over his head.
Yes.
That is so offensively egregious. You look at that and go, what is going on here? And you know what? I put 18 penalties, and some of the crap that we saw, I put that
same
category.
Listen, we know for a fact, had that been a Hugh Jackson team, that would be on the Hugh tombstone. Of all the things we talk about Hugh,
yeah.
We'd say, oh, remember the game when they committed the most penalties since 1951?
Yeah.
Like, that would be up there in an opener. You know that would be up there. We have to be fair here. That was as bad. And look, I know that a lot of that I don't think is going to happen again. I think there were some things that happened there that got away from them. What bothered me the most was I heard what a different training camp this was. I mean, I hear it every time they hire a new head coach. Sorry, Ken. What a different training camp this was.
I didn't say it this
I know
time.
I know you didn't say it.
Okay.
You were actually
Thank
very
you.
Guarded. You
Thank
were actually
you.
Very guarded.
Thank you.
This time. You were.
Champions pose
you,
of my own stupidity.
But,
Thank you.
But there was a ton that was said about how things were different, how the players bought in. And I was hearing it all over, not just the station, but I heard it all in town. It was the unanimous universal free pass that we tend to give the coaches when they take over. And maybe that's fine. Maybe you got to actually see games before you want to say it. And the only thing that bothered me the most, because guys can have bad games. Baker can have a bad game. That's fine. All that can happen. It's the rollover. You can't roll over against the Titans. And so is that going to be what happens when this team hits adversity? They roll over? They've got way too much talent on this team and way too much at stake.
And by the way, if Wayne Embry is saying what he's saying, I commend you for being able to get that out of him in the middle of Zydrunas Ilgauskas' retirement speech that he's still giving, that you got that out of him was fantastic. But if Wayne Embry is still saying that, then you know what? I got to stick by my guns. If you're even thinking of this type of thing 2 weeks into the season, I can't imagine.
For the record.
But if people are, then you know what? Remember Steve Wilkes? And I ripped him up and down over there. John Dorsey's a great guy, and I love him. But you know what? If anybody's ever even thinking about that, even after the Jets game, if they lose that game, I got to look at the guy that hired you. If you hire a guy, I got to look at the person who hired you.
And listen, I don't think Freddie's going to be fired if they lose Monday. Okay, let's be clear. But there's a lot of expectations.
Wayne Embry telling you it's going to happen.
There's a lot of expectations and a lot of pressure on this team. I have not talked to Wayne Embry in over a year.
He told you last year.
Told you that last year.
He forecasted all of
this.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, Jesus. I don't even know what to say.
What was other than
good? You should be flustered because I flushed you out over there, Bob Woodward. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, Wayne Embry. Yep.
I know we'll tease it for when we come back. It's got to be different, right? On Monday night, it has to be.
It better be. If it's as disheveled and disastrous as it was, you have severe questions. Severe questions.
It's bad. I watched that Jets game yesterday twice. I go, we can get this. We can get this done real well.
Thought that about the Titans.
That offense was rough, and that was the first time out. They were rough even with Le'Veon Bell. And if C.J. Mosley's hobbled at all, you can make some nice hay. He says he's going to be good to go for Monday. I think that changes things. But if he's hobbled, that defense changed completely in the fourth quarter without him on the field. 216-578-0092. All right, we got this coming up. Who was the NBA general manager who told Jason and also – a watch.
I didn't say general manager. I said he worked in the front office.
All right. Well, now you're just going to start giving it away. Also, Odell's watch. It's not about the watch. It's about Odell made money and the NFL don't like him making money off the NFL. It's Ken Carmen with Jason Lloyd and Anthony Lime alive on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.